The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the management of KUCI or the UC Board of Regents. For more information about this show, go to kuci.org.
You're listening to KUCI 88.9 in Irvine.
Hello, I am Katrina Kirkaby. I am a master gardener trained by the University of California Cooperative Extension in research-based information about horticulture and pest management. I'm your host today with In the Garden with Master Gardeners. And today we have a special guest here. Her name is Linda Elbert. And let me tell you a little bit about Linda. She does a lot of different things, and I'm really excited about having her today. Linda is the owner of Mindful Cuisine, offering cooking classes, workshops, and demonstrations. Underground dinners, farm-to-table dinners, and catered small events throughout Orange County. Whole, natural ingredients, seasonal, local, and organic, are the focus in the kitchen, good for you and for the planet. Linda is a PhD psychologist who changed careers after attending Laguna Culinary Arts and Living Light Culinary Institute. She now owns and runs Mindful Cuisine. In addition to her business, Chef Linda is an active volunteer here in her community. She is currently chair of Slow Food Orange County and serves as the California Arc of Taste Committee. She often gives cooking demonstrations as a representative for Slow Food. She also participates in Transition Laguna Beach, helping others to replace lawns and ornamental landscape with vegetable gardens. Linda also happens to be a master food preserver, which is also an arm of the University of California Cooperative Extension. Now, we're here in December, and my thought about December in my garden is not a lot. December is kind of a quiet time of the year in the garden, and not a lot of us are really thinking about being out there working the garden, but we are thinking about Christmas or Hanukkah or one of the other holidays that we celebrate at this time of year. And we're thinking about parties and get-togethers, and today what we're going to talk about is not so much our backyard, but it was what we could do from our yard and bring it into the kitchen, and possibly also some gifts from the kitchen. So Linda, thank you for being here on our show, and welcome.
Well, hi. Thank you for inviting me. So one of the things that I actually, when you were talking about this topic, is, well, that comes to my mind is citrus, because actually citrus trees are producing this in December. So there are a lot of interesting gifts that can be made with citrus. And like, as you said, I am a master food preserver. So some of these ideas that I'm going to talk about, there is a Master Food Preserver website.
Oh, Linda, could you tell us what that is? All we would have to do is look up Master Food Preservers in Orange County, and it'll pop up. And that's probably the easiest way to remember it. Just remember Master Food Preservers, Orange County, and you'll get to our website. It is a wonderful website with lots and lots of information on it.
Thanks for helping me out with that, Katrina. I kind of blanked on the exact website, and yes, just Googling those terms, you will definitely get to the website. But one of the things that can be made with citrus that's really really delicious, and it's an interesting gift, is different types of marmalade. And marmalades are made with the citrus rinds.
Now, a lot of times people hear things like marmalades and jams, they go, oh my God, that's so confusing, it's so hard to do. Is it that hard to do?
It was actually the first type of preserve that I ever attempted to make. I think because I had a lot of oranges.
And we living here in Orange County, a few of us listening might have a few oranges.
Right, and you know, I mean, it was a little... maybe more work because I had to get a peeler and I had to peel the zest of the orange, and you just want the colored part. You don't really want the white part so much.
So we don't have to be a chef. It just takes a little bit.
No, it just takes a little bit longer. But it was, I totally didn't know what I was doing. It was before I became a master food preserver. I looked up a recipe in the Blue Ball Canning Book, which is kind of the Bible of preserving books, and I did what it said, and it turned out great. So you can make marmalade out of oranges, you can make it out of lemons, you can make it out of limes, you can make it out of kumquats. There are recipes for mixing some of those citrus fruits with another type of fruit, like a strawberry lemon marmalade. There's all kinds of things you can do. But I would encourage you to go to the Master Food Preserver website, find a recipe recommended by them. You would be using a technique, once you've made your marmalade, you'd be using a technique called water bath canning, which is a way to seal the jam, the marmalades, in a jar, and you're not going to get any kind of bacterial growth or harmful things growing in it if you follow those procedures. A lot of people have anxiety about those things, but it's a very safe procedure. You just have to follow the directions, and the Master Food Preservers often have classes and workshops and things like that that are open to the public that can help you out with those things.
I've been to them. They're wonderful, and they're hands-on experience. And if you haven't done it and you just feel you need a little bit of help understanding, you can go to the Master Garden of Orange County website, and you can see there's a schedule of classes and see what kind of class fits you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you absolutely can. Another really interesting thing to do with citrus, again, is to make preserved lemons. Now, preserved lemons are part of Moroccan cuisine. And what you do, this is a very, very simple task, and it doesn't involve water bath canning. You basically take a lemon, and you know how a lemon has like little knobs on the end? There's the end where it came out of the tree, kind of pointy ends. So you're going to take that, so it looks like a football, and you're going to cut through it long ways like a football. And you're going to leave one end together, and you're going to kind of cut the lemon in sixths, just cutting like 3/4 of the way down, leaving the end together. And then you open it up and you fill it with salt. Kosher salt would be the typical salt to use. You just fill it, just jam as much salt as you can in there, and then put your lemon in a jar. If you got like a pint jar, which is 2 cups, you could probably fit maybe 5 lemons in this jar. You just kind of cram them in there. Then take another lemon and squeeze lemon juice all over it so they're underneath the liquid, and put a lid on it and stick them in your refrigerator. It takes a few weeks for them to start to break down and to be usable. You know, if you use them like the next day, they're still going to just be like lemons. And the way you use them is you take I described cutting them into six. You take just that sixth of a lemon, and you can put them in all kinds of dishes. You actually scrape the pulp of the lemon off, and you just have the peel, and you rinse that salt off so you're not putting all that extensive amount of salt in your dish, and you chop it up. And you can throw it in your rice, you can throw it in your chicken soup, you can throw it in a stew, you could put it on fish. And it just adds a spark of acidity that just brightens up your dish. It adds just that little extra something that turns something from an ordinary dish to kind of a little bit more interesting, enticing, maybe even spectacular.
Wow, and what kind of taste does it give?
It's lemony, mm-hmm. but it's also, and it's, but the salt is rinsed off, so it's not like salty, as you would think. It's it's lemony, but it's kind of sweet.
Mmm.
And it's good. And it's bright. And there's a lot of acid in it, so.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, so it's kind of sweet, sour, savory taste.
Lots of neat things to try. What else do you have on your wonderful list over there?
Another thing that's kind of fun to do is to make citrus salts. And to do this, I would buy some kind of lovely sea salt. My favorite sea salt is a sea salt called Maldon salt. It's spelled M-A-L-D-O-N, and it's from the waters up in, like, England, Brittany, mm-hmm. North Sea.
Isn't that the Queen's salt?
Oh, I don't know if it's the Queen's salt. Maybe it is. And what's interesting about the salt is a lot of times it's kind of broken when you get it, but every once in a while you can find a whole crystal of this salt.
Flaky crystals.
It's flaky. It's thin. It's kind of breakable. And if you get a whole one, it's like a square pyramid. It's like a square salt, and it's like pyramid shaped. It's really fun to like look through and try to find one, hold it in your hand, and look at it. But it's a really, I think it's just a it's got a lot of minerals that make it taste very good. There's others. There's like a gray French sea salt. There's a fleur de sel, which is also a French salt. There's all kinds of sea salts that you can find nowadays. But Maldon is definitely my favorite. And then I just take a tool called a microplane. And it's like you can find them in any, you could probably find them in the grocery store now. But, it's like a very fine grater, and you grate the zest of the citrus with this microplane and into a half cup of salt. I might grate maybe 3 lemons or 3 limes or 3 oranges and let the zest fall in there, stir it up. And I usually use the those little canning jars. They're about 2 inches high.
It might be a half pint.
Is it a half pint? The really?
I think the little.
Yeah, because a pint is the cup. Yeah, it's a half pint canning jar, the little ones. And, you know, you give somebody a collection of them. You could make a lime, a lemon, and an orange salt. And the salt just dries out the citrus in there. So it just preserves it with the salt. And you can just put a lid on it. And you can see the colors in the salt when you look through the glass, and they're great just to use with your ordinary cooking.
Now I have a couple questions for you. If I go out to my garden and I get a lemon, or go to the farmer's market and get a lemon, and I grate it into the salt into mm-hmm. it, and it's still moist, do I need to leave the jar open while it dries out, or can I put the top on and will it dry out in there?
It will dry out in there.
So I can actually do it and then give it to a present right away.
Yeah, it just, because the salt just dries it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess if I had time, I might leave it open, but I've really never thought much about it, and it's really just completely dries the peel. It's just fine.
Wonderful.
I would recommend washing and drying your fruit, though, because, you know, it's been in our environment that's not always pristine.
Washing and drying it and putting it in it. And they have those little decorative jars out there now, too, don't they?
Mm-hmm. So you can put it in a cute jar.
Cute jar, and maybe put a little ribbon around it, or maybe for the whatever season it is, like Christmas, maybe a little twig on top, or maybe maybe a little ribbon with lemons on it, or kind of decorate it a little bit to whatever season it might be.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That's always fun to do. Absolutely.
Get creative, in other words.
Get creative. Okay. Another thing that I love to make, and I am going to make this coming weekend probably, is something called orange wine. And I have a cousin who lives in Provence. And I guess this is something that every Provence farm housewife made back in the day. And you take a wine that's very common to Provence is a dry rosé wine. But I've also made it with like a very dry Chardonnay. You take a couple bottles of wine and put them in a crock. Just dump them out, put them in a crock. And I use 3 oranges for 2 bottles of wine. Maybe sometimes I put in 4 if they're small oranges. Usually use navel oranges. And you completely peel the orange. No, I'm sorry, you don't peel the orange. wrong. You don't peel the orange. You just cut the orange up into, I would say, eighths. And put it in the wine. And then I usually add a cinnamon stick and sometimes a little bit of vanilla, or like the seeds from a vanilla bean. I've used vanilla, I've used the seeds, depending on what I've had. And then you let it sit there for about 10 days and then strain out the oranges. And you also need to put in, I'm telling this off the top of my head and I'm forgetting, you also need to put in some vodka. So, oops, forgot the vodka, and I'm trying to think. So, 2 bottles of wine, and I'm thinking, you can look this up, it's called French orange wine, and I'm thinking it's about, it's either a cup or 2 cups of vodka. It might be a cup per bottle, so I think it's 2 cups of vodka. Anyways, and you put it in there, and you let the oranges infuse their flavor, and you've got the vanilla bean, and you've got the cinnamon in there, and they're all infusing their flavor. So you leave it there for about 10 days, pull out your oranges, pull out the cinnamon stick, pull out the vanilla bean if you haven't used just vanilla, and it's just this, you serve it over ice. It's just really refreshing, bright orange tasting aperitif is what it would be. So
yeah, I don't know how much of that you could drink with still being able to drive.
Yeah, don't drive. This is seat your family. It's your home. Yes, don't drive with this. But that's a really fun thing to make. It's also a fun gift. And I have these bottles that I've bought. I don't particularly like the wine. It's called Sophia, and it's a rosé that's a Coppola wine. It's fairly inexpensive. It's like $10 a bottle. But they're a really pretty shaped, curve-shaped bottle. There's one right there. And I have about 10 of them, and I pour it into that and serve out of those pretty wine bottles. But you can find pretty bottles to put it in and give as a gift. So that's a fun thing to do. With citrus.
What great ideas. You know, we really don't do a lot in our yard, and we're always concentrating on this kind of thing this time of year. And we're throwing out a lot of ideas, and some of them might stick and some of them might not. And you can also look on Master Food Preserver's site of Orange County and see if there's any other things that you might like to make as a gift or to bring and put on your table.
Mm-hmm. Another fruit that's kind of plentiful around December can be pomegranates.
Oh, yes. My neighbor has a pomegranate tree. It's beautiful.
So everybody goes, oh, the pomegranates, the seeds, you know, that's really hard to get out. Well, you don't necessarily have to take the seeds out. I got a lot. I harvested 60 pomegranates from my tree, and I made some of them into pomegranate molasses, which takes a lot of pomegranates. But pomegranate molasses is something that is common to Mediterranean cuisine, Moroccan cuisine, and it's really delicious. And the way you make that is you take, it's really super, super simple. You basically need pomegranate juice, and you need to reduce it on the stovetop. And it takes about 4 cups of pomegranate juice, and you cook it for about an hour. You just let it kind of at a slow boil until you have a cup of juice left, and then it's kind of thick and syrupy, and that's pomegranate molasses. And it's great in salad dressings, it's great in sauces, it's great drizzled on ice cream. It's really good.
Oh, it's wonderful. How long, if you do that, how long do you think it's good for?
I think it's good for at least 6 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe longer. I don't know. It seems to keep just fine. And the interesting thing is, so pomegranates and the seeds. So I have 2 juicers. I have a juicer that's a fancy, it's a Huron slow juicer. It's for, you know, making those fancy juices like in the juice shop. And to use that, you need to get the seeds out of the pomegranates. So I thought that would probably be the best way to juice my pomegranates. But I also have another juicer that's just a mechanical juicer, and it's actually for citrus, and you cut your orange in half and you put it there and just press down. It's got like a press, and it just squeezes the orange juice out. Mm-hmm. It's like an old-fashioned kind of orange squishing mechanism. And I had heard that you could use that with a pomegranate and just cut the pomegranate in half, put the half there, and mm-hmm. smash it just like an orange. And so I did that. It totally worked. But I was like, oh, I think there's some seeds that I'm not getting. It's mm-hmm. I should use my other juicer. I should take the seeds out and do it. So I went, okay, I'm going to make an experiment. I juiced 5 oranges with my squisher that was really easy. Just kind of almost like those old-fashioned juicers where you you kind of twist.
Put it on top and it goes around and it twists.
Yeah, yeah. Like a ream. It reams it, sort of. Anyways, so I did that, and then I took 5, and I took the seeds out. And the way I take the seeds out is I cut the top of the pomegranate off, where it's got the little crown. I cut that off. And then once that's done, I can see lines of pith in the pomegranate. And I take my knife, and I follow along 3 of the lines of pith and cut it into thirds. Then I get a big bowl and I whack the seeds, whack the side of the skin of the pomegranate over the bowl. And I peel that pith off. I cut along the pith and I just peel it off. It comes right off and the seeds just fall into the bowl. It's really pretty fast. Anyway, so then I put those seeds of 5 pomegranates in my fancier Huron juicer and juice them. And pomegranate seeds are actually called arils, A-R-I-L. And an aril is a seed that has like a fruity, soft pulp around it. And that's what we see is the whole pomegranate seed. But inside that red, juicy part is actually a hard little seed. Mm-hmm. Well, my fancy juicer pureed that seed up. So when the juice came out, it was whitish because it had that white seed pureed into it. And so then I had to wait for the pulp to sink to the bottom and the juice to the top. And then I poured the juice off and I had to strain it through cheesecloth. And it was kind of a pain.
It sounded like a bit of work.
And I came out with the exact same amount of juice in each one, but with the squisher thing, it was just juice. I could use it right away. So I like the squisher thing. It's a lot less expensive to buy one of those.
And, you know, I personally like simple. You know, this time of year, it just, I don't know about everybody else, but I am so busy. I'm like a one-arm paper hanger. And
yeah.
If you could do something simple and ahead of time, I'm all for that.
Yeah, it was a lot less work. And so anyways, then I had 8 cups of juice. I put them in a big pot and I cooked it down. And I ended up, it was quite a sacrifice. I mean, I could have drunk that 8 cups of juice, but I had pomegranate molasses that didn't have any preservatives in it, like when you buy it at the store, and it was just so fresh. It's just delicious, and I'm totally loving using it. So, and it would be a great gift to somebody as well.
Put it in a decorative little container, mm-hmm. small little container, because a little goes a long way.
That's right. You know, most times a recipe will call for a tablespoon. So a cup will last. There's 16 tablespoons in a cup. 16 different things I can make out of it. So,
and you know, those pomegranate would just be beautiful. If you didn't want to do anything else, just buy some and put them around the house.
And look at them. They're really pretty.
They're beautiful to look at. They're just so attractive. And you put them in a bowl or set them on a mantle or put them with your other holiday greens. It's just really, really pretty. And that takes a lot less time.
Yeah, that's the easy one. I'm the chef, so I like cooking with things.
And I'm the gardener.
So you can decorate.
You're getting a little bit of everything today.
That's right. So anyway, so that's an idea. Herbs are great. I mean, herbs are in season all the time. You can dehydrate your herbs. You can dehydrate, you know, your rosemary or your thyme and give your friend a little gift of dehydrated herbs in a little jar.
Yeah, you could either do that in the oven or dehydrator, but you don't necessarily have to have a dehydrator.
Right.
And one of the things I do is I put my, I like the pretty little containers. Mm-hmm. And then on top of the pretty little container, I might put a piece of the herb with a ribbon on it and give that as a present. And they know it came organically from my garden.
Right. I do like the pretty containers too. In fact, I'm not thinking about the containers. You're coming up with the containers, but I really do have a whole like shelf full of pretty containers that I've saved just for such occasions.
Well, see, I make up for my lack of being a gourmet cook by putting in a pretty little container.
There
now,
you
kind of do both. You're the gourmet and you have the pretty containers.
I do. I have. And my friends like save their pretty containers and give them to me.
Oh.
So I have many.
That's true. God, so. We only have a few minutes left. Is there something that we must talk about?
Let's see. Well, another holiday gift that uses herbs that I really love is to give people a little bag of you know, cocktail nuts. So, I usually, cashews, you know, you can buy, like, just, when you're going to do this, you want a nut that's not toasted that and doesn't have like skin on it. So like blanched almonds, cashews are good, macadamia nuts. And then it's real simple. I mean, you basically get when you buy nuts, you usually get a pound of them. And so if you take an herb, like cashews and rosemary, I think go well together. You basically need a couple tablespoons of chopped up rosemary. I put a little salt with it. Maybe a teaspoon of salt. I like spice, so I usually put like a half a teaspoon of cayenne, but it's not really necessary. And then toss them with some oil. And I don't measure it. I just like have them in a bowl, and I drizzle maybe a teaspoon. See if they're coated. A little more. Okay, now they're coated, lightly coated. Put them on a sheet pan in the oven and roast them at like, I don't like to roast them high because it's easy to burn nuts. So I would roast them at like 350 degrees until they're toasty and brown. It usually takes about 12 to 15 minutes. And they smell great. And again, you get to put them in your pretty little container with a ribbon. And there's a nice snack to take to a, you know, your party, give as a hostess gift, whatever.
You could do it as a snack for a party and give it to a hostess gift, or you could actually put it in your own on your own table.
Yes, you can put it on your own table to your own friends.
And your friends would say, oh, where did you get this? And you go, I made it. And some of the most simple things that I have made, people have been like, where did you get this? Or how did you do it? And I'm like, oh my gosh, if they only knew how simple it was.
Right.
And this is one of those that are so simple to do. But I would keep an eye on it because I have burned them before.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I like your idea about cooking them lower because they are easy to burn and have to do it over again.
And I always set a timer because I burned them so many times.
But they are so good. Well, Linda, we are getting close on our time. I want to thank you and being a chef and a master food preserver to come and talk to us today about all the different things we could do from our garden at this time of year and how it doesn't only have to be from the garden, and how it gets from the garden to the table, and two decorations, and two gifts, and there's just a lot of love in there. So. And thank you so much for being with us. And if you have questions, you could look at our website, Master Gardeners of Orange County, and they have a lot of the different canning recipes on there, and have fun with that. And most of it is just enjoy, have a good time, and just be yourself and. I hope we brought you a few ideas, and thank you for being with us, and we're looking forward to being here next week with you all. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you have any questions about today's show, or if you have any general gardening questions that you'd like a personalized answer for, please feel free to visit our hotline and send us an email at hotline@uccemg.com. You can also visit the Master Gardener website at www.uccemg.com for lots of good information on gardening and also a schedule of events where we'll be speaking.